Hello. The anatomy of the sciatic nerve. We talk about this one quite a lot. It's the largest nerve in the body. That's its main big fact, I guess. The largest nerve in the body in more ways than one. It is a huge nerve when we look at this in real life. But the really fun fact, I think, is that we have neurons, individual cells, running from the spinal cord in the low and mid back all the way to the toes. Imagine that. Individual cells over a meter long. Incredible. Anyway, let's start my timer. 5 minutes on the clock. Let's talk about the anatomy of the sciatic nerve. So the job of the sciatic nerve is one of the major nerves of the lower limb. So it is going to be motor to the muscles of the posterior thigh and the lower leg, ankle and foot. And it's sensory from a similar region. Now, I said that it starts in the low back. So we have the lumbosacral plexus. We have spinal nerves coming out of the spinal cord in the low back. And the the sciatic nerve comes from spinal nerve roots L4, L5, S1, S2 and S3 because it's going to do a lot of work. So it takes a lot of neurons from a lot of levels of the spinal cord. Now, those spinal nerves, to leave the vertebral column, they need to pass between the vertebrae, right? And the sacral vertebrae have fused together to form the sacrum, this solid triangular bone, but it's the same principle. And the lower back takes the most load of the vertebral column because the vertebral column is taking the load of the torso, the upper limbs, the head and neck, right? So as you descend, as you go inferiorly down the vertebral column, the bones get bigger, the vertebral bodies get bigger because they get stronger, because they take more load. That means that the lower back is more likely to be injured by high forces than any other part of the back. And the sciatic nerve comes out of 5 spinal nerve roots, which means that an injury to the low back, maybe some swelling or maybe even a slipped intervertebral disc, is kind of likely to injure part of the sciatic nerve, giving sciatica or a variation of sciatica. So sciatica is classically described as a shooting pain down the back of the thigh, but you may also find altered sensation in the areas of skin supplied by the sciatic nerve, you know, burning, tingling, numbness, that sort of thing, or weakness in the muscles innervated by the sciatic nerve and its branches, and just on that one side usually. So that's the other reason we talk about the sciatic nerve so much. So those are the roots of the sciatic nerve, but the root of the sciatic nerve, the way it gets out, the nerve forms inside the pelvis, and then it leaves the pelvis by diving posteriorly through the greater sciatic foramen. That's a gap you can see in the bones of the pelvis of a skeleton. And it's running to the gluteal region. So it's deep to gluteus maximus. It doesn't innervate the gluteal muscles, but it's deep to gluteus maximus. And of course, this region, because of the big muscles there, is a popular site for intramuscular injections. But we need to know where the sciatic nerve is. I can't describe exactly where it is in a podcast, so have a look. And it is a really, really big nerve. It is centimeters wide at this point. So if you were to put a needle into gluteus maximus and the needle was to go through the muscle, it's likely to hit the sciatic nerve if you put it in the wrong place, which will damage the sciatic nerve and would be very bad. There's another muscle in there called piriformis, and we usually find the sciatic nerve inferior to piriformis, deep to gluteus maximus, and then it's going to run down the posterior thigh. So it's going to run deep to the hamstrings. Now, most of the skin of the thigh is innervated by various femoral cutaneous nerves, other branches of the lumbosacral plexus. So the main job of the sciatic nerve at this point is to run through the posterior thigh and innervate the hamstring muscles. And at some point, as it's running down the middle of the posterior thigh, it's going to divide into the tibial nerve and the common fibular nerve. And the common fibular nerve is also known as the common peroneal nerve, with an O, peroneal. They both refer to the fibular bone. So the tibial nerve will run straight down the back of the leg, or the back of the knee, so through the popliteal region, and then through the calf, and it's going to run between superficial and deep layers of calf muscles and innervate those muscles. So it's going to be responsible for plantar flexion, you standing on your tiptoes, and also for toe flexion, so scrunching your toes up. And then it will continue around medially to the sole of the foot and become the medial and lateral plantar nerves. So it's also going to innervate the small muscles of the sole of the foot and the skin down there. Now, the common fibular nerve, the other major branch of the sciatic nerve, that's going to run laterally around the head of the fibula, so just inferior to the knee. Laterally, you can feel a lump. That's the head of the fibula. The common fibular nerve will wind around there, so because it's so superficial, it's likely to be injured here, and it will divide into deep and superficial fibular nerves. You can swap the word fibula for peroneal if you want to. The deep fibular nerve will run to the anterior compartment of the leg and the muscles there, which are responsible for dorsiflexion. So there's my timer. Bringing your toes towards your shin, and also toe extension. So again, bringing your toes towards your shin. And the deep fibular nerve will continue onto the dorsal foot, so the top of your foot there, and carry sensory information back from there. The superficial fibular nerve is going to run to the lateral compartment of the leg, innervate the muscles there, which will give eversion of the ankle. That is twisting your ankle so the sole of your foot points laterally and outwards. Just to mention, there are some sural nerves. The sural nerves are sensory branches of the sciatic nerve, and they're carrying sensory innervation back from the skin of the calf and the lateral foot. So, in summary, the sciatic nerve is sensory from the calf and the lateral leg, that's the bit distal to the knee, and the foot, and it's motor to the posterior thigh muscles and pretty much all the muscles distal to the knee. Oh, the sciatic nerve, there's a lot of anatomy there for 5 minutes. But hopefully that was helpful. See you next time.